It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Thursday, May 26th. I'm Patricia Knapp. The U.S. Forest Service will delay the final review of North Fork Roadless Rule Exception. Coal mining on the western slope depends on the report, but now officials say a resolution will be months away. KBNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The delay is a recent development, a fight that's been going on for years. The roadless rule was set up in 2012, setting aside millions of acres of national forest in the state. There was a small section of that land, though, that got an exception. The North Fork exception was a compromise, allowing temporary roads so that the underground coal could be mined, and the land above would be protected into the future. A lawsuit from Wild Earth Guardians a year later challenged that exception and won. The judge said that the environmental review had to go back to square one. Lawrence Lujan with the U.S. Forest Service says the new EIS looks at what the court found missing.
The supplemental environmental impact statement does incorporate greenhouse gas quantification and the social cost of carbon into the analysis.
They were planning on releasing the review this spring, this time calculating the impact that that coal would have on global warming.
We're taking additional time due to the fact that the Office of Management and Budget determined the final rule to be significant, which indicates the rule may raise novel legal or policy issues.
Basically, the White House is saying that the decision could have new and far-reaching impacts. For now, it means that the planned expansion of the West Elk Mine in Gunnison County will have to wait, if it's even allowed in the future. The extension of uncertainty frustrates some, like U.S. Representative Scott Tipton.
Jobs will be impacted. Communities which are struggling right now will be impacted if we stretch this out, because the coal companies need to be able to have some sort of a path that they can count on to keep their businesses moving.
More details may come out, but for the next few months, the future of the exception and possibly coal mining in the North Fork area will remain up in the air. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
The U.S. Forest Service is conducting a prescribed burn southwest of Buckeye Reservoir in Montrose County. The plan is to finish Friday, however, it could last through the weekend. The Forest Service plans to burn about 400 acres of pine needle cover, oak, mountain shrubs. Officials say the purpose of the burn is to reduce the risk of wildland fire hazard and to increase the health of the forest. There are more than 30 firefighters on site, and smoke could be visible in the area. Several mountain passes are scheduled to reopen today. Seasonal closures should end on Independence Pass outside of Aspen and on Cottonwood Pass, which straddles the Continental Divide in Gunnison and Chaffee counties. The passes typically close in November and reopen the Thursday before Memorial Day. Kebler Pass, which connects the North Fork area to Crested Butte, will remain closed. Gunnison County is still assessing damage to the road, and officials don't know when the drivers will be able to access it. Three seats are up for election on the Delta Montrose Electric Association's Board of Directors. Over the next few days, we'll be bringing you interviews with the candidates. Today, we'll hear from incumbent Olin Lund and challenger Brad Harding. They're vying to represent District 3, the North Fork area. Here's Olin Lund.
I am running for office really for continuity, to be able to continue. I was an instrumental part of the FERC ruling. I went back to Washington. We interviewed attorneys. We talked to some FERC people. We got all of that started rolling, so I'm interested in continuing that. Also interested in continuing the broadband, because there are some very exciting possibilities there, and we just need to keep on top of that financially, feasibly, so that we don't waste member owners' money. The two major things that are still hanging out there right now is a FERC ruling, a quasi-judicial thing with Federal Energy Regulatory Commission that would allow DMEA to buy power from local power generators. We could do that. We could buy that, broaden our portfolio for our electricity supply. That is one that's ongoing. I say quasi-judicial because it's back and forth in front of the Federal Energy Regulatory or Electricity Regulatory Commission. Secondly, obviously, a big one is the fiber broadband initiative, which we're just getting started on, the physically getting started on. We've been talking about it for quite some time. Through the first talking stages of it, we were able to figure out how to do it to bring the price down to like a third of what it was initially estimated to be. And we now have a system in place where we're establishing a subsidiary to handle that, essentially a separate company. That will all be introduced at the annual meeting next month. The challenges that DMEA faces are primarily electricity and electricity rates. I would like to say that nothing we have done so far has increased electricity rates. The broadband or the fiber optic will not increase electricity rates. Really what we're looking there is something that ultimately we can have as a money generator to subsidize, if you will, somewhat the electric rates.
That was incumbent Olin Lund. He's running for the DMEA District 3 seat. Brad Harding is challenging him for the position.
I'm very vested in the community. I'm president of First Colorado National Bank, the only locally owned and operated bank in Delta and Montrose counties. I've got two young girls married to a local Cedar Ridge gal, Christy. And, you know, obviously want to be a successful bank in the area. I've also been working on economic development issues for the better part of 8 years. And you start to learn about issues affecting our two communities. And you start to work hard to improve the quality of life here. And then you start to realize how important DMEA is and how it can impact the community. Started working with Region 10 on broadband efforts, bringing that to the community. We actually were part of a group that brought in $6.4 million of grants to get the middle mile started. And then you start to see what role they can play and that they're a likely candidate to bring, you know, fiber to the home, fiber to the businesses. So that's something I'd like to continue working on in a more formal way with DMEA. And then also the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, the FERC filing that they're working on. A part of DSED's been working on a planning team that is bringing renewable energy concepts to the table. And DMEA is going to play a major role in that in the future. I'd like to continue to push to make sure we have, you know, world-class broadband to every business and every home in Delta and Montrose counties. And then also, I really think there's a possibility of building a renewable energy community here as well. If the FERC ruling is successful, DMEA will have the ability to bring, you know, 100% of their power from qualifying facilities. And that means more solar, more hydro, more coal mine methane, and really the chance to build a microgrid in the community. Many challenges. You know, our population is kind of stagnated. In fact, last year they actually lost net meters for the first time. So that's a challenge. They're also, you know, in a model that hasn't changed much. Tri-State is who they buy their wholesale power from. That's a massive company with massive infrastructure that really hasn't changed their model for a long, long time. So keeping rates low and becoming viable and flexible in the future is a huge challenge for DMEA.
That was Brad Harding, who's running for DMEA Board of Directors. Listen to the regional newscast tonight at 5:50 to hear from the District 4 candidates. Ballots for the election have been mailed. They need to be returned by June 14th in order to count. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft. Stay tuned for Joanna and the Sweet Sound.